The Gospel according to Mark, Chapter 1. The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Even as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way. A voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." John came baptizing in the wilderness and preaching a baptism of repentance for forgiveness of sins. And all the region of Judea went out to him, and all the people of Jerusalem. And they were baptized by him in the Jordan River as they confessed their sins. And John was clothed in camel's hair and had a leather girdle around his loins, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "He who is stronger than I comes after me, the thong of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you in water, but he himself will baptize you in the Holy Spirit." And in those days Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. And immediately, coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens being parted, and the Spirit as a dove descending upon him. And a voice came out of the heavens, "You are my Son, the Beloved. In you I have found my delight." And immediately the Spirit thrust him out into the wilderness. And he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild animals, and the angels ministered to him. And after John was delivered up, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has drawn near. Repent and believe in the gospel." And passing beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, Simon's brother, casting a net in the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will cause you to become fishers of men." And immediately, leaving the nets, they followed him. And going on a little, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in their boat, mending the nets. And immediately he called them, and leaving their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants, they went after him. And they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not like the scribes. And immediately there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "What have we to do with you, Jesus Nazarene? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and shouting with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, so that they discussed among themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching? With authority he orders even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And immediately the report concerning him went out everywhere into all the surrounding region of Galilee. And immediately, going out of the synagogue, they came into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. And Simon's mother-in-law was lying down with a fever. And immediately they told him about her. And he came to her and raised her up, holding her hand. And the fever left her, and she served them. And when evening fell and the sun had set, they brought to him all those who were ill and those who were demon-possessed. And the whole city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many who were ill with various diseases. And he cast out many demons, and did not allow the demons to speak, because they knew him. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still night, he went out and went away to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those with him hunted for him, and they found him and said to him, "All are seeking you." And he said to them, "Let us go elsewhere into the nearby towns, that I may preach there also, because for this purpose I came out." And he went preaching in their synagogues in the whole of Galilee, and casting out the demons. And a leper came to him, entreating him, and falling on his knees, and saying to him, "If you are willing, you can cleanse me." And he was moved with compassion, and stretching out his hand, he touched him, and said to him, "I am willing, be cleansed." And immediately the leprosy left him, and he was cleansed. And sternly charging him, immediately he thrust him out, and said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing the things which Moses commanded, for a testimony to them." But he went out, and began to proclaim it much, and to spread the matter abroad, so that he could no longer enter openly into a city, but he stayed outside in deserted places, and they came to him from everywhere.